Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's sing the same song. Your two hands are lifted. Close your eyes.
What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing comes this way. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand this right. What a powerful name it is. The name of...
Raise your hand, sing it one more time. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my... And what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Before I say a word of prayer, I would love you to know that God has been extremely good to you. Somebody can wake up in the morning and totally lose their memory. Somebody can wake up in the morning with a stroke. Somebody can wake up in the morning with a bowel palsy. Somebody can wake up and they need blood transfusion. Somebody can wake up in the morning and they can't speak or talk. So when you come to church, don't let it be like a ceremony. You are alive. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my... Where is that focus, please? Nothing comes this way. What a powerful name it is. The name... Oh, what a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. In Psalm 100, the Bible said, come into his presence with singing. Be thankful. Yeah. Come against his presence with singing. Come again. Come into his presence with singing. There should be a song. There should be a song.
Let the barren sing. There must be a song. In your bedroom, in your bathroom, there are no pianos, there are no drums, but there is a song. God has been good to you. Yes. Come into his presence with singing. Come into his presence with singing. Be thankful. Come into his presence. There must be a song. Be joyful. Be glad. Come into his presence with gladness. Be it simply means that you can't come with a confused mood. The mood matters. How you feel, it matters. Come into it. There must be a song. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Verse number one. The Bible said in verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Come into his presence with singing. The song does not begin here. It begins from your house. It begins in your heart. Come into his presence with singing. The last line, only the last line. Lift your two hands. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ. What a powerful name it is. Nothing comes this way. What a powerful name it is. Raise your two hands. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Hey! My Lord. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stop. Oh, sing it for the last time. What a powerful name it is. Ah! The name of Jesus. Nothing can stand again. What a powerful name. Lift your voice and speak in the spirit for just a minute. Kasura de kafere ko da 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 aya. Rada bara bakura da da baria antara da 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 kosira da 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 baya. Raise it up, let it rise up. Bara de de kafira da 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 baya. Ashana na na ma de kora na asira baria antara na na dor kobara e yara na na ayu yara na 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 ayu yere re 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 bahaya roa ye ah re 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 bahaya ra 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 bahaya we are grateful.
So, Father, thank you. We give you the absolute glory, worship, and praise. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are God. You are enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. You are Yahweh, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. We honor you for your faithfulness, even your faithfulness to the cross that has purchased our redemption, translated us from the kingdom of darkness, the domain of darkness, and brought us into the marvelous light of Christ. Today we stand here as children of God. We give you the glory because you are amazing. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the health. Thank you for the raiment. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for our children, our families, our homes. We are grateful for everything. For the air we breathe. For the peace of mind. But above all, we bless you that you have chosen us as your people. We are a peculiar people, a people set apart. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will speak in the clarity of your word. Power of the Holy Spirit, anointing of God, let your wisdom and your counsel and might come to us. We didn't come to see a man, we want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Grow mightily, word of God, and prevail this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you. I rebuke the constellations of hell. I come against the chambers of hell. I come against every demonic activity. Override them, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' precious name. Say a good amen. Are you clapping? Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today is Mother's Day. All around the world, today is Mother's Day. And on behalf of my Didi and myself, we want to... We want to thank God for all mother figures from biological mothers to foster mothers, mother guardians or guardian mothers to spiritual mothers. We want to thank God for all of you, giving God the glory for the amazing people you are. Oh, somebody clap those things. Hallelujah! I want to wish the First Lady of the Republic of Ghana, the mother of the nation, happy Mother's Day. Lady Rebecca, Mrs. Akufo-Addo, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers of Zion in Ghana, beginning with the mother of charismatism and mother of faith, Right Reverend Dr. Christy Dotete. Mommy, you are worth celebrating every day. Apostle Mrs. Leanne Kofi, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you. Premier Lady Rita Cranche Ankra, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you. First Lady Adelaide Hayward Mills, happy Mother's Day. Mrs. Jane and Martha Mensah, mothers and wives of my spiritual fathers, happy Mother's Day. When I get into names, I will get into trouble. But I will do my best. I will do my best. 3 days ago was the birthday of Reverend Eastwood Anaba, my father. Papa is in town, so... let me use the opportunity to celebrate my mother Mama Rosemond Eastwood Anaba. Thank you. Mommy Anuadin. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. Now, all the mother figures in this house. Did it say I should wish you all Mother's Day? Thank you. Can you imagine this church without women? Can you imagine this nation without women? Thank you. We appreciate all of you. Did even though you say we should wish everybody Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to you. Yeah. We love you. Yeah. You are special. Hallelujah. It's just amazing. This is Ampia Kofi, Apostle Lorraine Rejoice Light, and many, many other mother figures, including Apostle Felicia Champon. We honor all of you. All the wives of all the friends of this house, beginning from Sia's wife to everybody's wife. Lady Ella, thank you. God bless you. All right, let me use the opportunity to do a very brief submission on Mother's Day. I normally don't preach according to the occasion, but I believe that motherhood is a very prominent and prolific subject. Only two people that I know who were not born by mothers. Adam was not born by a mother. I don't know Adam's mother. Adam, by the time he appeared, he didn't know what childhood was. He was already an adult. Likewise, Eve. So Eve's mother, I can't tell. So these are the motherless people I know. Apart from these one, the only person the Bible didn't really bring out paternity or maternity is Melchizedek. The Bible did not give a genealogy about Melchizedek. But we will want to appreciate all mothers. Ubia, Mamia, Brenwa, everybody's mother. If we want to talk about it, we will not close. We will not close, because when we look at the sacrifices of mothers, it blows my mind. So this morning, I don't know your mother's name. I will want to say a big thank you to your biological mother. Thank you. So, to my biological mother, Cecilia Ekuabuatma, Osei, thank you. I love you. You are special. And to my, I don't call her a mother-in-law, I call her mother. To my mother, Mama Gladys, thank you. Happy Mother's Day. We appreciate. In the nights where you couldn't sleep, your mother will be up. In the nights where you were running temperature, your mother will be up. Your mother will be so wild when anybody touches you. Your mother will be wild. You know, I realize there are two different kinds of mothers. There are the sweet, sweet mothers, kind of mothers. And then we have the other kind of mothers. They love you, but fast and furious ago, you know, that kind of mother. We have that kind of mothers as well. They love you. They love you very, very much. You know, they are all sweet people. Hallelujah. For those of us who suck our mother's breast till we went to school, we cannot be ungrateful. Because yema amenuma prayer. Ubia, everybody. I want to say to the people whose mothers are not alive,
this morning that Christ have, you know, given us hope with so many other mother figures in your life. And so sometimes it is not only a woman that is a mother. Sometimes a man can be your mother. Because motherhood is not about womanhood. It's a different thing. It's a difference between womanhood and motherhood. A man can be a mother. Yeah. And so we want to thank God for all mother figures. John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we wish, we came, we require, we desire to see Christ. Having read that, Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 through to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verses, the Bible said, take it to yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, the Bible said, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Since I'm deriving the subject of motherhood, I would love to read my first scripture from John chapter 19, verses number 25 downwards. John the 19th chapter, the 25th verse, the Bible said, now there stood by the cross of Christ his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw them therefore, his mother, and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold your son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took Mary, Jesus' mother, to his own home. From that moment, the disciple had received a charge and a mandate. I look at this particular scripture carefully. Now, going back to verse number 26, when Jesus saw his mother, then quickly he said, woman, this is your son, and son, this is your mother. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of God. The Lord Jesus was teaching responsibility, and it was not only responsibility that he was teaching. Godliness, the Bible said, with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy chapter 6, let me read from verse number 4 and bring it down for the sake of understanding. He is proud, knowing nothing but doubting about, but doting about questions and strives of words whereof commit envy, strife, railings, evil, submissions, and then in the fifth verse, perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds. The Bible continued and said, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. They suppose that when you live at Isligon and Labone, and if you drive a Mercedes or a Maserati or a Rolls Royce, and if you have money and if you have fame and if you have name, they suppose that that is godliness. But he went further. He said, from those people, withdraw yourself. People who boast of their cars and their houses, and they come to parties, and all they can talk about is that is the best billionaire. These are the top 10 billionaires of Ghana and all that. He said, from such people, withdraw yourself. Because godliness with contentment is great gain. It is certain that we came into this world with nothing and we will exit with nothing. So therefore, if we have clothes and if we have food, he continued to talk about
If we have clothes and if we have what we will put our head, let that alone be enough for them. For they who wants to be rich, they fall into diverse temptation. They fall into hateful lust, and they drown into destruction and perdition. Serious, they drown into perdition. But thou man of God, he went further and said, thou man of God, pursue after righteousness. For the love of money is the root of evil. Follow after righteousness. Go to verse number 11, let's see that. Thou man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith and love, patience, meekness. In the 12th verse, the Bible said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, where you have been called. And the Bible said, and you have preferred a good profession before many witnesses. Many people are very bitter concerning their mothers. It's Mother's Day, but there are so many Christians that are bitter. Concern. So I am not talking about the price of motherhood. I am going to talk about the honor of motherhood. The honor that mothers deserve and we should give. I knew a woman from my hometown whose mother was living here at Malangawe here. The lady was a professional engineer. I mean, was one of the most paid, highly paid people in this country. Went to a prophetic service and the prophet told her that your mother is a witch. That was end of story. The mother cried every day till she died. Because this lady will not even visit her mother, will not buy prescriptions of her medication, will not take her to, you know, her numerous medical checkups, nothing like that. Until the woman died of sorrow. Pain. There are many people like that who are very cross. I was in my hometown preaching in the memorial service and I said there are many people sitting because there were so many old people when they heard that I had come preaching in the, it was not in a church, it was outside, an open air kind of crusade. And then they heard that I was preaching there. So a lot of women who watched me on television and all that, elderly women, old women, they came with older men and sat in the meeting listening to the gospel. Then in my presentation, I made mention of there are so many of you here whose children have abandoned. The moment I made that statement, it was as if somebody just died. The women burst into tears. The men also. I tried to console them or stop them, but they will not be consoled. There are people in Accra. You eat and you sleep and you dream and you can never even remember your own mother. When it's Mother's Day like this, we are good with ceremonies. Happy Mother's Day. Text message, WhatsApp message, call. Happy that is not honor. That is the beginning of honor. That is not the real honor. That is not the honor. The honor is where your mother is helpless and you are there. Your honor is where you care. Showing that you are a Christian, that Christ lives in you. That is the honor. The honor is where, you know, you call occasionally, Mom, I'm checking how you're doing. Is everything fine? Is there anything you need? And if you need anything, you need that I am only a phone call away. Just to let your mother feel well. Many years ago when I met at Bishop Charles Ajinasari, he made a statement to me. He said, Kofi, two things. When God blesses you, at least build God a church. And then I said, that is a good one, Papa. But he said, no, I'm not talking about a church for alabaster. Build God a temple. Let's say that you are from alabaster. Build a church for Presby or Catholic. Sow a seed of a church building. Number two, never, never disrespect your parents. Never. Proverbs 23, I think 33, where the Bible says, when your mother is old, do not despise her. When your mother is old, do not despise her. Because when people get old, you know, when I see women who are despising their mothers, it shocks me because you are also on your way to menopause. You are also on your way to menopause. And so, you know, Proverbs chapter number 23, verse number 22, the Bible says, when your mother is old, do not despise her. And so, we all know that. My mother can call me 5 times or 4 times in a day, saying the same thing in different ways. The same thing in different ways. We all know. Ask the people who don't have mothers. Biological mothers are dead. Ask them how it feels, the pain of losing a mother. So whilst your mother is alive, be generous, be kind, be sweet, be loving. What does it cost to visit your mother with a piece of cloth, with few confectionaries, provisions, and say, ma, nimbane, you know, I mean, what does it cost? Go to your mother and say, Ima, this is something that I brought to you. Dada, this is something I brought. I mean, let your mother know that you appreciate her, you love her, not for what she did for you, but for who she is. For who she is. Many years ago, when Mama Christie's mother, Mama, was alive, Mama Chrissy went to TV3 for an interview. We were all watching her at home. And then it was Mother's Day like this. And then the presenter asked her, what will you want to? Is there any special person in your life you will want to wish Mother's Day? Oh, see, yes, my mother. And then she made a statement that I will share with you today. She said, my mother may be an illiterate, but she is my mother. My mother might have not been to school, but she is my mother. I'm talking to the people who are shy of taking your mother somewhere. My mother is my mother. My mother is my mother. My mother might have not been to school, but she is my mother. If your mother is a fetish priestess, she is still your mother. If your mother is a thief, she is still your mother. If your mother is a fighter, she is still your mother. If your mother is a cause trouble, she is still your mother. Your mother is your mother. Don't put an envelope with 100 CDs in it and give it to Mama Rita when you have not given your biological mother. Don't bring me a seed when your mother is hungry. There are many, many people whose minds are rotten, rotten minds. Your mother is sick, they call you, you will not respond. When she dies, you put her in a mortuary and conduct a big funeral. What blessing is there in that? Which blessing is there in that? Come to my hometown and see big funeral. 1 week celebrations, 40 day celebrations, the funeral itself. And then the funeral itself, Friday cloth, Saturday cloth, Sunday cloth, yajena say you because I'm tearing. Monday the edibu yasika, and then you know what they say? It's Friday enapa enwona. You know the next one, mame obata nevi anasa. The next one Sunday, you know munka bijeme. And then. You can see the face of a dead mother and you can tell that this woman is so happy. And we are here receiving in somebody a donation, big funeral donation. We've turned our mother into business and franchise. And I'm telling you today, anybody who has a grudge with your mother, forgive. Let it go. Let it go quick. Oh, you can clap your hands. Let it go. Let it go. When you get the opportunity, build your mother a house. Yeah. When you get the opportunity, build your mother a house. Surprisingly, you hold her hand and take her to the house and say, Ma, take off your hands from your eyes. And by the time she takes off her hands, beautiful house. It doesn't have to be a plunge house. It just has to be a house. You have built your mother a house. I went to Airport Hills and then I found something very interesting. I found a particular street at Airport Hills. And that street is a street that belongs to mothers of football or footballers. I don't know why they all chose to on that street. This mother's house, that mother's house, this person's mother's house, that person's mother's house on the same street. The footballers have left Ghana, played, come back and bought their mother's houses. Made their mothers proud. Buy your mother car. Show her you love her. If you can't buy a car, you can buy meat pie. Adule bo fruit. Abele mamu. You can do something. So today, instead of mommy, happy Mother's Day, and cat, let the mumu. Let them up. Happy Mother's Day, Yenwe. Yen Toto. Yen Wayenche. But if you could send some 100, 200, 500, 1,000, 10,000, your mother will be laughing. And by the time she's laughing, Nma job umbi. The Lord bless you, my daughter. The Lord bless you, my son. Yamaule nyirawu. Nyamle nyirawu. Oh, yeah. Let your mother bless you. There is something called a motherly blessing. Let me finish with a scripture in the book of Judges. The Bible said, and when the warriors kept quiet, I, Deborah, I arose a mother in Zion. She didn't say, I arose a fighter. She didn't say, I arose a leader. Where did she get that revelation from? I arose a mother in Zion. Deborah is leading the people to war, just like Yasantua led the people to battle. A woman, and she didn't say, I arose a leader. Judges chapter 5, verse 7. She said, I, Deborah, I arose a mother in Zion. A mother. Who is a mother? A mother gives life. A mother instructs. A mother guides. A mother directs. A mother loves. This is why the love of a mother can never be. I mean, when I compare Mother's Day to Father's Day, the comparison is too sharp. Anode. Whilst I'm here, my children have never called me from the university to say, Daddy, can you send us data? My data is run out. Can you send me data? Never. But they have called your mother every week. Hi, mom, send me data. So one day I ask, why is it that you don't ask me for data? Why is it that you don't call me to ask me certain things? I want a new show. Why? There's certain things. Why don't you call me? But so what do you say? You name send me maybe all cry. You don't have time for it. I'm sorry. The love of a mother is amazing. During the Liberia war, there was something. The rebels were killing people all around and all that. And then one of the rebels put a gun at the head of a boy. The mother drew a machete from her house and laid it at the throat of the soldier and said, if you like, touch this boy, I will kill you for you to kill me because of my God. The love of a mother is amazing. But the guidance of a mother, Solomon's mother was advising Solomon. Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 2. The
The guidance of a mother, listen to this. He said, what my son and what son of my womb and what son of my vows. He said, give not your strength unto women. This was the counsel of a mother. When Solomon became a king, he was only 16 years old. And the best counselor was his mother. So the mother is instructing his son, and this was counsel. He said, give not your strength. All the men in this building, bring your heart this morning. Your mother is speaking this morning. Give not thy strength to women, nor thy ways to what destroy kings. The mother has been around for some time and understands that there are things that destroy kings. Things that destroy kings. Number one is promiscuity. So he said, don't give your strength to women. And the woman I'm talking about is not the women sitting here. There are 13 classes of women in the Bible. 13 different classes. The first class is in Proverbs chapter 5. Verse number 3. The Bible said in verse number 3, he said, the lips of a strange woman drops as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. So the first woman the Bible talks about is a strange woman. So Solomon is being advised, don't give your strength to a strange woman. The Bible went further talking about, you know, in Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 13, the scripture made a submission in here. He called this one a foolish woman. Don't give your strength. And this was a motherly counsel. A mother is speaking. My son, if you want to last, these women will destroy you. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 1, the Bible said, there went the 10 virgins who took their lambs to go and meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. These are different kinds of women. The mother of Solomon is giving him counsel. There are men seated here who will chase anything in skirts. Anything in skirts. And these days there are all kinds of aphrodisiacs. You know, all kinds of bullet charges, blasting bomb. All these are aphrodisiacs. Oba alabasta, one of my aphrodisiacs. And they go around today I am going to give you doggy. Yeah. You're going to give doggy? Your mother is telling you, don't give your strength. Don't give your strength. Don't give your strength to women. He goes further. Look at this. Verse number 4. It is not for kings, Lamuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. Turn it into a different version. This one, the Bible said, listen, Lamuel, kings should not drink wine. Okay, let me put it this way. Kings should not drink wine and have a craving for alcohol. Another version, the Bible said clearly, it is not for kings, Lamuel. It is not for kings to drink wine or rulers to desire strong drink. Another version, the Bible said here, look at this. It said, leaders can't afford to make fools of themselves, gulping wine and swelling beer. Beer, what do you say? Wine, not the pimpin', see me, you wine, if you. Swelling beer. And sign for Lamuel. And sign for near Titri Sabo Nomansa. And then I can if was who are bro. Now we're with a free one. And so on. It's clear. And then in the verse number 5, he said clearly, he said in this verse, least they drink and forget the law. I went to a particular country and I saw the vice president of that country come out, and the moves I saw, I realized that my Lord, a young man called me and said, I called chairman last night, and as if he didn't know what I was talking about, I said, what time did you call chairman?
Said, I called him around 8:30. I said, don't call him around 8:30. From 8:30 till Terman sleeps to the next morning, he's a madman. Ubi onumun sebi abodam. Anybody who drinks alcohol is mad. The people, go to the psychiatric hospital, they will tell you that alcohol is a drug. It goes into your system, it disorganizes the whole system. So, Chairman Pai, we all respect him, but from 8:30 to the next morning, he's a madman. There are people, after coming to take communion, praying in tongues, ask for their four bottles a Sunday with their fufu, they will do it. Your mother is giving you counsel. Let me talk about the blessing of a mother, and then we will close. In the past World Cup, I don't know whether it was the World Cup at Qatar, mothers of footballers followed them from here to the football match. And we saw mothers laying hands on their children and saying, may God give you favor. What I have realized about so many African mothers is that so many mothers cannot pronounce a blessing openly. Openly. And in our way of raising some children, sometimes we make acrimonious statements. Abua will need Dean Abetuari. Yeah. Yeah. But, mommy, you will need to understand that we should have for any general. We see a for any general. And so then, the blessing of a mother is very important. I'm telling you, you know, beginning of every year, Apostle General Kranjiankra and his wife will call Mama Christie, will go to Mama Christie daughter and say, this is motherly blessing. We need your motherly blessing for the year. When I learned that thing, we don't joke with that also. Motherly blessing. I remember when I was going to travel to the United Kingdom, my mother, my biological mother, prayed for me and said, may the Lord give you access. May God give you access. Every mother seated here wants his children, her children to succeed. There is no mother who is, you know, not wanting her children to succeed. Bless your children, especially the current people. Lay hands on the children. Bless them. I bless you. You will be unto the nations. You will thrive. You will excel. You will fly. Bless them. Speak a blessing. Your children need your blessing. Today being Mother's Day, the mothers of Zion in this country, we need their blessing. We need them to speak. Speak on us. And everything will come in alignment. Speak a word of blessing. Everything will come in alignment. So today, if you need a motherly blessing, look for a motherly figure and plant a seed for a blessing. Yeah. Look for a motherly figure. I close with it. Why do you think that when somebody is having a wedding, we need her mother? We need her mother, especially to fix that veil. And that veil is not just fixed. That veil is fixed with prophetic declaration. A mother declare, your marriage will be like Rebecca. You will be a thousand of a million. God will honor you like Rachel and Leah who built the house of Israel. I declare that you will be fruitful. So when is your marriage and you feel like your mother is not worthy to do that assignment and you give it to someone, you have missed it too. I'm telling you, anybody who feels that, you know, I will not let my mother, I feel my mother is a witch, let the witch put that thing on your head though. Because there is something in that blood of that woman that communicates to you. I'm telling you. My mother, Christy Dolteta's very good friend, Pastor Funke Adujumo, in Nigeria, one of her daughters, she shared a testimony. One of her daughters was struggling in the university and she came home and said, Mom, I don't know why final year is getting difficult. And then the mother held the daughter's hand and they went to their prayer room and she closed the door. And the mother took off and she said to the daughter, she said, do you see this breast? She said, yes, ma'am. She said, these are anointed breasts. You suck anointed breast. You can't fail. You cannot fail. Now, I charge you to get out of this room and go and make it. From that day, the girl was an excellence. Mothers, we need your blessing. We need your blessing. We need the blessings of mothers this morning. I was telling today, I think that you should preach at the W3 service and the F5 service. She said, that would be too much. I said, okay, then I will do it the morning, the first one, and then you do the second. But I feel like there are some mothers in this building that needs to speak a blessing on them. Pronounce the blessing, and it will work. If you have any issue with your mother, go and settle it immediately. That aside, there are people who were not your biological mothers, but they helped you along the way. Go and make it right. Many of us don't have remembrance. Once we make it, we throw them away. Go and make it right. Because certain people who helped you whilst you were going up, they will be the same when you are coming down. Go and make it right. And may the Lord bless your efforts and your intentions. And grant you grace. Above all, may God make you a great mother. May your children call you blessed. May your children call you favored. In Jesus' precious name. Stand to your feet. Let us pray. And we want to pray for our country. We want to pray for our mothers. We want to ask God's favor and blessing. In the precious name of Jesus. I will close the service with Proverbs 20:20. Whosoever curseth his father and mother, the Bible said his light will run out in obscure darkness. In another version of this version of the Bible, that if you curse your parents, your life will end like a lamp that goes out in the night, in the dark. Another version, the Bible said, whosoever cursed his father and mother, his lamp of life will be extinguished in time of darkness. In the last version, the Bible said, anyone who curses father and mother extinguishes light and exists benighted. Anybody who curses father and mother, wukaniya bedum sumu. I saw mothers with operation, bleeding. If I should give this microphone to everybody to tell me a story about your mother and her sacrifice, we will not leave here. This morning, whether your mom is alive or passed away, I want to tell you that there is still a mother, the ultimate mother. It's Christ and the Holy Spirit. That is the ultimate mother. About time be anywhere we change, amen. Yeah. In that song we sang on Wednesday whilst we were praying, who ye mobo, tie yen sufre, tie yen bible, adichi, who ya mia wu ye o. And so he calls God a mother and a father. Who ya mia ba tampa. Sing it one more time. Unya mia wuye, uye oba, woma fre. Unya mi huye mabo, etie yesu fre. Yeah, Bible, I teach you. Yeah, 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 yeah,
So God is a mother. God is a mother. So if your parents are not here, He is your mother. The two hands are on your heart. And we want to pray this morning for all mothers. We want to pray for you as a mother. We want to solicit the blessings of mothers, the direction, the counsel of mothers. Lift your voice in just 1 minute. We want to do this to the glory of the Lord. My Lord, have mercy on us. Oh! Now, Mama. Now, Mama. Onucho. Jesus, come through for your people. Be merciful, be gracious. Turn our situations around. And honor our mother figures. In the precious name of Jesus. Pray from the first lady of this country to all the mothers of Zion. Oh God. To our biological mothers, our foster mothers, our guardian mothers. We pray a blessing over them because their price is too high. Reward them, favor them, and make us mothers, good ones, great mothers as well. In the precious, precious name of Christ. With our two hands lifted, I want today to come and pray for all mother figures from around the world, from this building to the nation, to the body of Christ. We just want to pray a reward, a blessing for all mother figures. Thank you. Today we say thank you. We appreciate your love, your sacrifice, your counsel, and your blessing. We don't take it for granted. Without your mother, without my mother, we will not be here. You will not be here. Sweetie, come pray for all mother figures. The Lord bless.
Let us pray. Our God Almighty, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our soon coming King, Father, we bless your holy name this morning. And we say, Abba Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Good God, we thank you. We bless your holy name for our mothers. We pray in the name of Jesus, committing our mothers into your care. My Lord, mothers go through a lot. Mothers go through all kinds of things. But you are a God who blesses. We pray in the name of Jesus that let your blessing that make a man rich and added no sorrow, let it come upon all mothers. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray for all mothers all over the world. So binam bibimu. Na wo kudye wo yenifua. Alright, show up for your children. There are people who doesn't have money to feed their children. Father, come through for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mothers who are hearing my voice all over the world, say, Yaribi so be with you. God who heals, my Lord, heal our people, heal our mothers, touch them, make a way for them. Let them smile again. You are a good God. Make a way where there is simply no way. You are a God who bless. Father, continue to bless our mothers and give them the strength to stand to the end. We bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah! Happy Mother's Day once again to all mothers. We celebrate you today in Jesus' precious name. On behalf of Alabaster International Ministry,
Isaac and Comfort and Ponsa Memorial Temple specifically, I will want to thank you all very much for joining this live broadcast service. This is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. The W's are three. We give God the glory for all of you. Thank God for all the media platforms that hook up the service, from Onia Television, Amansan Television, Sweet Melodies, and all the sister stations across the country. We are grateful to Boom FM in the Oti region. We thank God for the people listening to us in Boga, in Tamale, in Wa, and in Cape Coast Sunyai. We give God the glory for all of you. Vision 193.5. All our friends on Facebook, YouTube, podcast, we are grateful. You can join us in our offerings. The details are on your screen. For those of you who are on radio, 059-229-6667. That's 059-229-6667. And the Lord will continue to bless you. This Tuesday will be a non-denominational Bible study. I'll be ministering. Don't miss it. Forest and Bible Kesia is on Wednesday. Don't miss that also. 8 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, the grace of God will be your portion. But if you don't know Christ as your Savior, I will not close the service without giving you that opportunity. So wherever you are, your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, have mercy on a sinner like me. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, thank you for that particular commitment. I pray your grace will establish your people. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. All right, from all of us, you can clap those hands. Thank you. I love you. From all of us here at Alabaster International Ministry, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, the breakthroughs become automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep...
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com. Yeah.